Page Gigs, mobile.
KN4 GFW mobile.
Forum UF mobile.
Jody, hope you're having a good start to your day.
Good morning, Jody.
Again, I am doing good this morning, enjoying this little bit of cool. Hope y'all's doing well yourself, fellas.
I'm down the mountain, and so far, so good. So, that's all I can say.
Here. Excellent.
Get pickings all cleaned up over there?
On that, we're getting Vanderson pretty close, though.
Yeah, up there in Spartanburg, they had a tree company that were cleaning up fallen trees along the side of the interstate, had one lane closed. Man, what a cluster that was.
Afternoon.
Luckily, it wasn't on my side. It was right there. I was taking 26 over to, where was I headed? Over to North Blackstock Road or whatever. And man, the westbound side was all dead stop because they had the one lane closed because they were working on it.
They got one lane down and it just messes everything up.
Good one. I was on a side street coming back and they had a tree trimming truck set up in the one lane and he's boomed over to the other side cutting trees that you had to go half off on the shoulder to get around him and underneath the boom.
What if he was above you, it shouldn't matter.
No flagman, no nothing, you know, just all of a sudden, bam, there he was.
You're quite a bit.
Fortunately, I seen it yesterday myself, so not necessarily safe.
What? Yesterday?
Ago yesterday. I got busy and forgot all about it, to be honest with you, but I've got it on my schedule to do Friday morning first thing.
And over here, I had to go pick up my car yesterday, so I think Susan's supposed to go this morning. I got to figure out where I'm supposed to go, and I think it's out there at the Greenville Tech out there on 290.
Saying they're having record turnouts for the early voting everywhere up here, so it's been pretty busy.
Lines from down in Anderson, man, it was terrible. It was backed up pretty bad.
Flying yesterday afternoon, but not real bad. It took us about 30 minutes and we got it done.
I'm on a presidential election vote. It took me 5 or 6 hours to get through that line.
I was just saying that, you know, it took us a couple hours last time we did it for presidential.
So election day to do that? Is that why it took so long?
That's what we did.
I don't remember if it was that day or not. It was, Susan had went early and she did it. And then I don't know, it was the day I had to finally go. And then it's like, we pulled up and she's like, holy cow. She waited with me the whole time, though.
Both voted at the same time, so we just kind of stood in line and watched the goofy people laugh.
Truck come in the other day, one of the trailer tires. It was so worn, the steel bands were worn.
That was beyond a Maypop, right?
Coming down from Ohio.
And what you'll see on the road nowadays.
What they will drive on the road nowadays.
Over the road trucks that come in, not the delivery ones, but the over the road trucks. And that, man, some of them are just ragged out, man.
And costly for them that they can't afford to clean them up and work on them.
And the fuel's so high, but have you seen the price to repair some of these trucks? Even for simple things?
Corporation, or you don't drive for them, you can't afford to drive the truck.
I double with you. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just saying that, you know, it seems like it, if you don't belong to a corporation or drive for them, you can't afford to drive the truck. You can't afford the repairs.
Some of these repairs, you know, for, let's use the exhaust system, they can be $20,000 for that. It's crazy.
The guy come in, he had a big old 96 model Freightliner. That thing was in good shape. He said he kind of babied it, you know, oil changes and what all it needed and that, but he's getting good service out of it.
That these older trucks, people are realizing, hey, if I take care of this thing, it will do a better job than the new one, so I'm going to take care of it. But guys, I'm here at the gate, so I'm going to have to jump out for now. Y'all continue on, and if not back in time, y'all have a great day, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Entry comes still 12 miles out. KN4GFW.
Patrick, I'm a little bit out yet, but if we don't talk to you, have a great morning. KO4MUF.
Paving the road in front of the plant after all them potholes and gravel and everything.
Man, about time they did this.
I was coming out on the side street while they were paving it. Man, you had to sit there for a while before you could get going.
They got to get that asphalt rolled, and, you know, they got to let it cool a little bit before they can let traffic on it.
Weekend.
I got a little tower I'm going to put up this weekend. Try to at least get a couple buddies from work to come give me a hand and see if we can get that thing up.
You'd be able to reach out then, right?
Just, it's a 60-foot crank up. You know, it's an old steel tower. It's just a little too heavy to do by myself, Roger. Everything planned.
Ride up to Kentucky, see the daughter and the grandkids, and then for the detour and road closures, killing me. I've been looking at the map, but it's looking like I just need to avoid Western North Carolina at all costs.
I bet it is. I bet you kind of, man. Oof.
77 up into West Virginia and cut across. And then we have never. There's a couple of roads up there I had never been on, so the scenery will be different. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Internet came back on like Wednesday evening, and now it's back out again. The service with Charter Spectrum, it came back on Wednesday, and now it's back out again.
Believe it or not, ours has done well. Knock on wood, you know, since the storm. We got it back on about a week later. It's doing good. We can come in there, or are we picking up another repeater or something like that?
Yeah, I couldn't decide on that one. Man, I love it when the vehicles try to get onto the interstate and they don't know what that big long ramp is for.
Don't know what that acceleration pedal's for.
And emerge in going slow and then kick it in the tail.
And I've also believed that these folks, like you said, they don't understand what a emerge ramp's for. Get up the speed. They just figured, hey, well, it's just designed to get us out there.
Lower the speed limit, the faster they go, doesn't it?
Flipped, right?
This section right here, they slow you down to 55, but they still like 70 and 75. Tractor trailer pulling doubles, and when he passed me, the bolt in my lane.
I believe that. You know, some of them people don't pay attention to what they're doing and letting them things drift over.
Attention, somebody don't hit you from, you never think of somebody coming up beside you, sideswiping.
Gas car marked.
Donuts on the side of your car, right?
Yep. If I about to pull into my parking spot, so I'm going to say 73 while I have a chance. You have a great day, sir, and have a blessed one, and we will talk at you later.
Jody, have a safe one on that. Yeah, I'm only a mile out myself, so have a good day. KN4 GFW.
4HX, mobile. Get this truck all aired up and had to put DEF in it and then deal with the gate again. So took me a little longer this morning.
Down to the gate now.
And Patrick in 4AZE. Yeah, just moving around a little bit now.
Hey, it's good to see that you're starting to recognize the voices.
Dark.
I'm in the tool truck now, just pulling out.
Right now.
Hey, you go in, and it looks like, what is it? 6:30 maybe.
Dean, my official start time isn't until actually 7, but I hate to be late, and they'll pay me for when I get here.
When do you get off?
Yeah, 4.
You still got a little daytime to play with when you get off.
4 weeks worth anyway, right?
Time change, what, this weekend coming up, the 3rd, or next weekend, I think it's the 3rd.
If they said it on TV this morning.
Body business all my life, and, man, we didn't, we stayed open until 6 o'clock. Always dark in the wintertime, it's always dark when you got off.
Time to your radio. Been flipping off the PTT button there a little early.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I better leave it down just a hair longer.
Have a good one. I'm in here between the lines. So, you guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
See you this morning. Hope you have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HX, and I'll be mobile.
Good one to catch you next time. This 2 meter is different. I'm not used to it. I don't, you know, when I used radio, I didn't ever use Vox, but I would constantly lift, you know, to make sure it wasn't doubling.
Yeah, it takes a little practice to get used to it. But you're doing fine. I just clipping it every now and then.
Like, and it's, even then, my finger wants to, when I pause for just a slight second, let up and then mash it back down to make sure nobody's in there with me, you know, because you key it down a long time, somebody's with you, you double a while.
It's a good practice to be in, but, you know, it works out that way sometimes.
Where are you rolling to today?
Hey, I'm in the Cherrydale area, Cedar Lane Road, towards the highway, North Pleasantburg, and then I make my way over to Greer. I guess it's Greer, Duncan area. I don't know. It's kind of crazy right in there on 290.
Over there, the Cherrydale and a little west of it, Burritoville.
Burritoville tomorrow.
A lot of them over there. Now those guys work on cars a lot.
Some of them do some amazing work, and other ones do some really shady work.
Got to go to the paint store or anywhere, you know, even O'Reilly's or whatever. They're always in there. What do you call them? Backyard painters. A lot of the the foreigners.
They do a lot of backyard painting. Nurse yesterday tearing me up this morning.
You had to go back home for move your trailer. You must have got into something.
Scraped in my driveway, or the little section of road that I live on. So I ended up working on it since I had a little some time to do it. And eat a lot of dust yesterday doing that.
Scraping it with, what is that? Using a dozer or what?
Well, I've got my skid steer, and then I also have a older model John Deere tractor. I did most of it with it because it just does a better job.
He builds stuff and grades and all. He let me use his skid steer. He left it over here while he went on vacation for a month. And I played with that thing. I learned how to drive it.
They're not too complicated to do. Mine is pilot control. We just got two joysticks. I don't have any foot to deal with, so. And I consider it pretty easy to drive around and move around.
It had two levers. And it was a New Holland, and it had the foot pedals, you know, for the bucket.
New Holland and Cat are that way. They got foot controls for the bucket. But the Cat that I have, it's pilot controls. It's like sitting in the cockpit just playing with two joysticks.
You got a joystick right and left. One side does the bucket, is that it?
The left hand is your mobility and your right hand is the bucket controls.
At any feet at all?
A foot. Keep you from bouncing around so much and match the accelerator. It does have a independent accelerator along with a throttle thing, so if you need a little more when you're doing something, it's right there at your foot control.
What, do you have the rubber tracks or the metal tracks?
Track machine. Mine is, if you look at a 267 Cat 2000 model, that's what I got.
He had metal tracks on his, but now he finally put, I forgot what he spent on that. I think it was about $7,000 or $8,000. He swapped it over to rubber tracks so he could get on concrete.
Roger that. Tracks do a better job up here in these mountains. A little more stable than tires.
They were a little, I helped him change one to tighten it up because his tires were rubber, but as they wore, we had to take a link out of his tracks, and it actually needed like a 3/4 of a, but anyway, we took a link out of it and got it all put back on. That was fun to do.
I looked into buying one of those. You can get those much cheaper than you can the track machine, but I stumbled across this one. One of my customers had it and was wanting to get rid of it. I got a really good deal on it because they just spent a pile of money on fixing, put brand new tracks on it. Most of the rollers have been replaced, so I got a really good deal on it.
Things are handy to have, you know. I guess you, well, where you are, I guess you've got some property up there that you take care of with it, right?
An acre and a half right there where I live, and then I've got 37 acres across town, and then I inherited my mom and stepdad's place, which used to be my grandfather's place when they all passed. So now I've got it, so I've got a little bit of property to take care of. 37 acres is all woods. and the acre and a quarter I live on, about a quarter of it's woods.
I guess you now you've got you got a flatbed you haul it around with.
But that's the main issue I have is moving it around, and I have to go round up a trailer. I've been trying to find a good buy on a dump trailer, and it just ain't out there. Those stinking things are ridiculous. Even used are crazy expensive.
He's got a trailer, I guess. Maybe they call it a low boy, I don't know, but he drives it on there and ties it down and takes it wherever he goes with it. It's a pretty good sized trailer.
Well, I'm looking for a dump trailer, that way I can use it to haul gravel or whatever else I need to. But you gotta have one that's at least 14 kW, or it's not gonna be heavy enough.
Kind, I'm sure. Are those, whoa, what are those skids to? They weigh about 7,000 or 8,000, don't they?
Depends on which one you get. They can range anywhere from, a little small one, about 5,000 pounds, on up to 12,000-15,000 pounds now.
And we had to change a hydraulic hose on a heavy, well, I actually had to have it repaired, and we were debating whether to put it on the lift or not, and I said, well, the lift will do 10,000 pounds. You don't want to take it to the limit, but I think we figured this thing at 7. We were talking about it. We never did. We just took the hose off and carried it and had it repaired, but I'm thinking his was around 7.
Well, New Holland, 555 or something like that, I believe is what the number is on it. Something like that. Mine is just under 10,000 pounds with no dirt or anything backed up around it.
Number was on this one, it wasn't real big. It was, because the only one I ever really messed with was that one. It was, seemed small to me, but it, he graded with it, and he still does, he slowed down a lot, but he still goes out and does stuff, makes money with it.
Make good money with one, and you can get a good bit of work done with one, and it's a good all-around machine, but not perfect for any job, really.
Well, here, when I did my building, because we had some dozers in here, too, but we used it for the finalizing stuff, item work.
Like I said, you can use them for about anything anymore because they make so many different attachments for them that, you can use them as a forklift, digging buckets, graders, the Harley rakes for them, grapplers, buckets, man lifts, extended booms for putting, like, jib cranes. It's crazy what they got attachment-wise for a skid steer.
He had a set of forks, and you set the forks down if you wanted a bucket and go grab the bucket, And use it to push down some trees with it.
Like I said, they're very capable machines, but they're... I don't know what the exact perfect job is other than just moving dirt.
Hello, Diamond. I don't think I'd want to do it for a living, but I had fun with it, learning how to drive it and doing stuff. And each day, I forgot how many 5-gallon jugs I'd go get fuel for that thing.
Mine is, 60 or 5 or 70 horse. It's an older one. It doesn't have a turbo on it. The newer version's got turbo, and you can get them all the way up to a couple hundred horse engines in them now. And Case has got one, I think. I can't remember what they call that thing. But it's up there right around 20,000 pounds, and you can get steel tracks. It's like a small dozer for it.
not have a turbo, because I remember something about not running it too slow. He said, always keep it up about so and so. I said, okay, because it had a turbo on it.
No, that's 65-50 or something like that. It had the little turbo on it. But mine, like I said, mine doesn't have that. They make kids to add it to it, but it does everything I need it to do without it, so just leave it alone.
Strange. I never understood why you'd need a turbo on one of those, you know, just put a bigger motor on it or something. N4A's Eddie.
4A's, yes. Well, turbo allows you to use a smaller engine, less weight, so it's easier to move around for vehicles, and you get more power out of it, so it's kind of a win-win.
Like a little motor on steroids.
They've got their place. About every car you get in now has got a turbo on it, at least one.
It's got two turbos on it. It's we got it. I forgot when we got that. It's been a while, but we didn't realize it. But the thing will fly. I mean, I guess those turbos really, really sock it to it.
Of course, there. So you're putting however many times it is, however big the turbo is, putting that much more air in there, so you got that much more fuel into the same combustion chamber. So, yeah, you get more power out of it. But also comes with downsides. They're very high maintenance because they like their oil changes, and they need special treatment of when you get somewhere and you've worked it hard going up a mountain, don't just pull in and cut it off, because that'll burn the bearings up in it, because the oil's cooking.
Cool down. Yeah, my youngest brat, she's got her supercharger is one of these little Hellcat Challenger cars. She bought that thing, I think she bought it in 18. And, you know, she had had it, we got her a Challenger that she had wanted, or she was liking, so we went ahead and got it for her. And she drove it for about a year or so. It was just a regular Challenger. And then she wanted this Hellcat. So anyway, she finally got that thing. And it's got a turbo on it.
I can say about everything's got at least one on it now. Your V8's got two of them, sometimes more.
Got two turbos. It's one on each side. No, well, I told you wrong on that Hellcat. I think that's a supercharger. It's belt driven.
Supercharger. I kind of figured out what you meant just from knowing the car, but we're going to argue with you on it.
Same thing. I've got one over here. I was going to build a blower motor, I don't know, about 20 years ago, and I never did. But I've got a 671 over here. I never have put it on anything. I doubt I will now. I think I'll just use this thing as just something to have around the shop. But it's a YN is what it is. It's a 671 YN blower. Have today, I guess.
Depends on what you're doing. But you can still make a lot of horsepower without a blower now. But then you can use them to make a lot of horsepower on older vehicles. I know my uncle's been looking at putting one of those on a 460, and he's building.
Doing them now mostly for show, really. Just have one sticking out of the hood. And, you know, those things are heavy. I mean, they are heavy.
They work. I mean, those two vanes in there, they've got to be pretty tight machines, and so you got to use some real hunks of steel or aluminum to do that.
It's aluminum. Looks like it has the appearance of cast, or it's maybe the way it's blasted or whatever, but I know it's just a heavy, that's without the intake on it. It's just I never did get an intake because I didn't know if I was going to do a small block or a big block, and I just I said, well, if I ever do it, I'll get an intake then, but I never did one.
Up in the morning, well, which body part's going to be hurting the most today?
every once in a while, I'll wake up, you know, maybe 2 o'clock or something. But usually I go right back to sleep. But once in a while, I'll wake up, I'll be wide awake. And I know, I said, I'm not going back to sleep. So I'll get up and it was on 75, I thought, or it might have been 80. Let's see, I called it the Can't Sleep Net. All the guys that I got on there and I asked them, what y'all all doing up? Said, well, we couldn't sleep. And if one of them said, well, I'm going to go back and try it again. If I don't go back to sleep, I'll be back. I hear them say that. So hey, guys, I'm going to bed. I might be back in a few minutes. I might not. Up in the high, I want to think it was up around 39 something, maybe 15 or something, but I told myself, well, this is the Can't Sleep Net, right? And they said, well, that's pretty much it, because all of us that can't sleep are here. Yeah, there's some real characters get on that 39-15 a good bit. I crack up listening to them. Well, I hadn't been awake like that in a long time, but I know it was, I think it was winter time. A time, you know, 2 or 3 times, I guess, that winter, I'd get up, and those cats would be on the radio, and they said, well, and just listen to them sometime, not even talk, and it was, well, where's so-and-so, and, well, he's gone lay back down, but he'll be back. He thinks he's going to sleep, but he won't. Yeah, well, when it comes to HF, I listen a lot more than I talk, because I can't seem to get my antenna system straightened out good enough to really transmit like I want to. Two-meter don't seem to be that hard to throw something up out there, and it worked pretty good. But my HF antennas, I ain't quite figured all that out good. Dipoles, pretty much. Article out here that was, you know, really good when I first put it up, but it's been there a while, and I can't get to the part of the antenna I want to work on. I'll have to take the whole thing down and take the bottom part of the antenna apart to see what the issue is. I'm pretty sure I know what the issue is. It's, you know, got some rust and corrosion up in there that I'm going to have to clean up and resolder, and you know, it's just not easily accessible, so it's not performing like it should. It's a gap tightened antenna, and you know, it worked real well when I first put it up, but that's been quite a few years now.
Get
it in anybody's TVs, and with everybody gone to satellite or cable, that, you know, and none of them are really close to me either, so I haven't heard nothing from none of the neighbors on that. Filled with a wire, just different types of dipoles. Everything I ever did was center fed, either sloper or flat tops or something. And that's still what I've got up. They work great, you know, for they're always, they don't gain anything, but they, you know, if I can hear them, I can talk to them. Good, glad that works. Yeah, I've got a wire antenna. I just never put it up. Like I say, I've got too many projects around here, along with radio, and I don't know, I guess I got too many hobbies now that I've been retired for a while, and mostly what I need to do is kind of declutter and organize my junk. I used to run wires and stuff. This, I don't know, back in 03, I think, I designed an antenna that I tried to use, and it worked pretty good. I haven't got it up right now because the squirrels started chewing my radiators off of it, you know, the line. But I had it set up with a motor where I could run the wire in and out, and I could tune anything from 2 meters to all the way to the very bottom of the 3600, you know. Well, I got a pellet rifle I ain't using. If you want to see what you can do with them squirrels. Work, I went as far as, no kidding, I bought a trap. And I set it out there. And I kept catching squirrels. And I carry them over to my daughter. She's got a lot of land not too far from here. And I drop them off over there. We did that for 2 weeks. I was catching 2 squirrels a day, and they're still all over the place. I'm like, I don't. You can't get rid of them. They're just. I got to figure out something else to do because you just cannot get rid of them.
Must be following you back home. my brother-in-law. Accidentally was getting rid of some squirrels because he was putting some stuff out to get rid of moles, and the doggone squirrels were getting into the mole stuff. It was, you know, it was a poison to get rid of the moles, and he started noticing dead squirrels everywhere.
Mole food, huh?
It was something, you know, you put it in this gadget and push it, and the squirrels were getting into it and eating it, and it was killing the squirrels.
I had to start picking up dead squirrels everywhere. But yeah, they didn't do it for years, and then all of a sudden my antenna's, it's a box, and I just raise it up and down, and the wire goes in, but they can't get into the box. The box is about a foot by a foot cube, you know, and they're wanting in it. So what they wind up doing is whatever I've got, like say if I'm on 75 meters, it's stretched out. The wire is a long way. They chew it right there where it enters the box, and that's the end of my antenna. They'll chew one leg. Usually it's the shield side that they chew. I don't know why it's always that side, but I don't understand how they do it. I had it in a tree, and I said, well, I put up a tower. I said, well, they won't climb a tower. And somehow or another, they're getting on the roof of the building and still getting on that tower, and they'll chew that wire off. But they don't bother it when I just got it sitting up there hooked to a mallet. There's no box to try and get in.
Animals will do strange stuff sometimes. It's just uncanny. I don't know what they're. I guess they thinking I've ate food in that box.
nothing in there for them but just some electrical stuff and a motor and spools and wire. And, you know, I ran Cat 5 cable into the shack, and I used the, it's a crank sensor is what I use to count by, and that's how I know where the wire is by the numbers, you know.
Well, I'm going to do a few more things around here and get my day started. But I heard you talking to Patrick, so I jump in and say howdy. You have a good one, and I'll catch you later on. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Need to hear from you this morning. Have you a good day. Get out there and do something this last of this pretty weather we're going to have. We'll talk to you next time. Enjoy it. N4AZE.